This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Lawmakers in Colorado's House passed a bill Wednesday to ban flavored tobacco products. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
When we fight,
we win!
At an event at the Capitol, supporters say tobacco companies deliberately targeted youth and communities of color with candy-flavored vaping products and menthol cigarettes. The companies deny it. Nyla Pollard is a member of the Black Student Union at Aurora's Smoky Hill High School.
I see lots of my friends not knowing they're addicted or saying no stop, and there's no harm, but they can't stop because they're addicted.
Opponents say a ban would hurt convenience stores and vape shops. The House passed the bill 3527 and now goes to the Senate. The governor opposes it, calling banning flavored tobacco products a local issue. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Tens of thousands of low-income Coloradans who used TurboTax between 2016 and 2018 could get money in a settlement. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
A ProPublica investigation found the company deceptively steered low-income consumers towards its commercial products and away from federally supported free tax services. Specifically, its company, Intuit, lured customers in with promises of free tax preparation services, only to deceive them into paying for services later. The settlement will pay out more than 80,000 payments in Colorado, and consumers will automatically receive notices and a check by mail. Consumers will get $30 for every year they participated. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
The Denver Broncos will play in London later this year. That's in October against Jacksonville. The Broncos last played in London in 2010. Fans in Denver will have to get up early to watch the game this fall. Kickoff is 7:30 a.m. Colorado time. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News and KRCC.